Since the Clean Water Act of 1972, the federal government has been protecting major waterways like Lake Okeechobee and the Apalachicola River. But it's not clear how far those protections extend into the unnamed creeks and streams that flow into larger bodies. The Waters of the U.S. Rule of 2015 is supposed to clarify that. Repealing the guidance means judges and regulators have to make decisions on a case-by-case basis. That's according to Florida State University law professor Aaron Ryan.
Nobody benefits from extended, protracted, unclear, murky litigation. It's expensive, it's time-consuming. And if it's working to the effect of blocking regulation, that might be of interest to the property rights communities who have opposed the rule. But it can also work against them.
In short, Ryan says neither farmers nor conservationists are better off. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency must now go back to the rulemaking process, which could mean years of drafts and court battles. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.